It's Monday, April 17th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Filipino Roman Catholics carry out an annual tradition of mock crucifixion and beatings as a way of penance during the celebration of Easter. But Peter says in 1 Peter 3:18 that Jesus already paid this price. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Though this blind tradition is prevalent in the Philippines, a missionary there, Timothy Swanson, Kevin's brother, told The Worldview in a previous interview that there is a spiritual thirst for the real gospel of God's grace in Jesus Christ, especially among the poorest.
There's so many pastors all around the Philippines who are working really hard to reach everybody, and they still can't reach everybody who wants to learn about the Lord. So it's a very different environment. They say that the Philippines is a Christian nation, Christianized nation, and it has a huge percentage of Catholic Christians here, but there are still a lot of people who want to learn about the Lord. So it's been kind of exciting.
The Pakistani military prevented a major terrorist attack on Easter Sunday against Christians, reported Fox News. Pakistani soldiers killed a militant on Saturday and apprehended his associate in the city of Lahore. A missile launch attempted by North Korea failed yesterday, according to South Korean defense officials. The U.S. Pacific Command stated that the projectile, quote, blew up almost immediately, unquote. This comes after North Korea put their intercontinental ballistic missiles on display during a military parade on Saturday. Vice President Mike Pence arrived in Seoul, South Korea yesterday morning, where he visited U.S. troops for an Easter service.
On behalf of my wife Karen and our two daughters, happy Easter in South Korea. It's a joy to be with you all. I bring greetings this morning from your Commander-in-Chief, President Donald Trump. I spoke to the president early today, and I spoke to him on the way over. He asked me to be here, and he told me in no uncertain terms to make sure that I told all of you, we're proud of you, and we are grateful for your service to the United States of America on this frontier of freedom that is South Korea.
The vice president directly addressed North Korea's failed missile launch.
This morning's provocation from the North is just the latest reminder of the risks each one of you face every day in the defense of the freedom of the people of South Korea and the defense of America in this part of the world. Your willingness to step forward, to serve, to stand firm without fear inspires our nation and inspires the world.
This is the start of a 10-day trip to Asia for Vice President Pence. Next, he will head to Japan, Indonesia, and Australia before returning to Hawaii. Members of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes passed out Bibles to their fellow students at Stony County High School in Mississippi last week. School officials had previously prohibited the distribution of Bibles until receiving a letter from Liberty Council Chairman Matt Staver defending the Christian group's right to do so. Former Los Angeles County District Attorneys Steve Cooley and Brent Ferreira have joined the defense team for David DeLeiden of the Center for Medical Progress, reports Christian News. The attorneys spoke on a conference call on Wednesday entitled Help David Defeat Goliath, stating that the California Attorney General had wrongly applied the law in charging DeLeiden with 15 felonies for his undercover pro-life exposure of Planned Parenthood. The Montana House of Representatives passed the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act last Wednesday in a 60-40 vote. The bill bans abortions after 20 weeks gestation. A final vote on the new law is scheduled for Thursday, reports Life News. Today is official tax day, since April 15th fell on Easter weekend. The federal government still runs a $500 billion deficit, despite having collected a record amount of individual income taxes and payroll taxes during the first 6 months of fiscal 2017, according to CNS News. 13 people were arrested on Saturday as thousands of protesters gathered for tax marches across the country, demanding that President Trump release his tax returns. In a letter to The Times, Gavin Ashenden, the former chaplain to Queen Elizabeth II, stated recently, quote, "Those people who neither believe in the resurrection nor go anywhere near a church cannot be Christians," unquote. This comment comes after a study by a UK polling firm called ComRes found that 1 in 4 British people who identify as Christian do not believe the resurrection actually happened. Despite this, Christians have been celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ for nearly 2,000 years, the greatest event of all history. The Apostle Paul writes, "I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." 1 Corinthians 15, 3-4. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, April 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Finding it tough to spend quality time with your son? Come to the Father-Son Retreat this summer, Thursday, August 31st through Sunday, September 3rd, and experience the blessing of 4 days of solid teaching and mountain activities at one of America's most beautiful and exciting mountain lodges near Winter Park, Colorado. Register at ColoradoFatherSon.com. That's ColoradoFatherSon.com.